You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. At the end of the first ministerial meeting of the European Union India Trade and Technology Council, TTC, the two sides have agreed to use this as a platform to address important issues like security challenges, trade and trusted technology. The ministerial meeting, which took place in Brussels, it was co-chaired by Indian External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, and also present were Piyush Goyal, Minister of Commerce and Industry, and Rajiv Chandrasekhar, Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship and Electronics and Information Technology. The European side was led by Executive Vice Presidents Margrethe Vestager and Valdis Dombrovskis on the EU side, and they were joined by High Representative and Vice President Josep Borrell, as well as Commissioner for Internal Market Thierry Breton. And both sides relied on the work of the three working groups set under TTC. Moving to industry news, British telecom major Vodafone said that it will cut 11,000 jobs over the next 3 years, as CEO Margherita Della Valle seeks a simpler organization and forecasts little or no growth in earnings in the new financial year. "We will be a leaner and simpler organization to increase our commercial agility and free up resources," she said in a statement. This comes after Vodafone reported that it will generate €3.3 billion of cash in the ongoing financial year, down from €4.8 billion in the year ended March. Quote, "Today I am announcing my plans for Vodafone. Our performance has not been good enough. To consistently deliver, Vodafone must change. My priorities are customers, simplicity and growth. We will simplify our organization, cutting out complexity to regain our competitiveness," said Margherita Della Valle. "We will reallocate resources to deliver the quality service our customers' expectations and drive further growth from the unique position of Vodafone Business," unquote, she added. Meanwhile, India's leading airline IndiGo, which has recently received its second Boeing 777 aircraft, will commence operations between Mumbai and Istanbul on May 17. This addition aims to cater to the surging demand for international travel from India. The Boeing 777 can accommodate up to 400 passengers, offering a dual-class layout with 24 business and 376 economy seats. IndiGo has already been operating its first wide-body Boeing 777 on the Delhi-Istanbul route since February 1st. These flights will serve the needs of both business and leisure travelers, providing them with affordable and convenient travel options to destinations renowned for economic growth and tourism attractions. IndiGo has established code-share agreements with various airlines, including Turkish Airlines. Istanbul is a key stop, is also connecting 33 European destinations via our code-share connectivity. The new aircraft will not only increase capacity on the route, but also help in keeping the fares affordable, PTI report quoted the airline as saying. In another news, there is a good news for rail commuters. Now they do not need to worry if the train ticket gets lost or torn at the last minute of the journey. Indian Railways is providing an alternate arrangement for the commuters in such a situation. The National Transporter is offering duplicate tickets against lost, misplaced, torn or mutilated. For this, the passengers have to pay a certain amount of fee to the railways. The passenger should contact the officials at the Passenger Reservation System PRS counter at the railway stations and inform them about the incident. The passenger can also contact the station master. If the reservation confirmed ticket gets lost, misplaced, torn or mutilated before the preparation of chart, the station master will issue a duplicate ticket in lieu of the original ticket on collection of the clerkage charge per passenger. This is also applicable for passengers with RAC tickets. Lastly, domestic indices extended previous session's losses and ended in red today. The NSE Nifty 50 tumbled 104.75 points, or 0.57%, to 18,181.75, and BSE Sensex tanked 371.83 points, or 0.60%, to 61,560.64. In sectoral indices, Bank Nifty fell 205 points, or 0.47%, to 43,698.70. Nifty IT tanked 273.05 points, or 0.97%, to 27,942.95, and Nifty Realty plunged 6.30 points, or 1.33%, to 465.80. The top gainers on the Nifty 50 were Hero MotoCorp, ITC, IndusInd Bank, UPL and Bharti Airtel, while the losers were Kotak Bank, Apollo Hospital, SBI Life, TCS and HCL Tech. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express to stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.